Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line. 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. The fan hotline is also, it's brought to you by workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. We're going to go right to that hotline right now to talk to one of our good friends from the Post-Gazette, Mike White, who has been obviously the guru of all things high school since 1979? Is that right, Mike?
Not since the last epidemic in 1918, Paul. Right after that, I started.
not quite that far back, but pretty much anything that's happened in high school sports around the last 40 years, you've been around to sort of chronicle, haven't you?
Yeah, I guess you could say. I did start my first night at the Post-Gazette on a Friday night in 1979, taking scores. So been around it for the PG ever since then.
Mike, I thought one of the most interesting emails I got was one from you, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago or whatever it was, with a ballot for people to take a look at the all-time Fab Five. So I guess, you know, we should explain what the Fab Five is. Most people know, but the Fab Five is your annual basketball all-star team, all-area basketball all-star team. You've always made it the Fab Five, which I've always respected. You haven't snuck in six or tried to have a tie with seven or six. You've always made really, really difficult decisions to come up with the five best players. But now you're working on a project, right, where you're talking maybe about the all-time Fab Five.
Yeah, Paul, I got to be honest, it's kind of been fun doing this. It's been a decent amount of work, but we're going to come out with it next Friday in the paper and probably release it online a few days next week. But I just thought, this is the 40-year anniversary of the first Fab Five. The Post-Gazette and even the press had done all-star teams for ages, and sometimes even a five-player team. But in 1980, we started calling it the Fab Five, the Post-Gazette did. And actually, it was the brainchild of Steve Hechter, good old Hechter. He's the one who started it, and, I started to get involved with it in the early 80s. And credit to old Hechter for calling that. We started the Fabulous 22 in 1980 also. So I just thought, we started playing this before all this coronavirus stuff, so it's not a reaction to that. But, hey, let's pick a Fab Five all-time from 40 years. Now, we didn't go back all-time for all-time basketball because I just thought that would be hard to do for people to vote that didn't know, Don Henton from the 50s. And, we had some great, great basketball. It was so great in the 60s and 70s. But we wanted to do it just from the 40 years of the Fab Five. Pick a all-time Fab Five team, but we're also picking the top 20 people of the 40 years of the Fab Five. And what I did is had around 20 to 25 boys coaches, current coaches, that have been around for a while. Maybe even played back in those 80s and had some success. And I know, and I respect, and I know Fall, this type of stuff. And also have 6 or 7 current Post-Gazette, Classic Sports staff members, or former members like yourself, vote. I sent out a ballot, got every Fab Five team on it, boys and girls back to 1980, and I gave bios on maybe what I thought might have been the top 40, 50 players, but you could still pick anybody. So we are, you had to pick the top 20, and you participated, and you had to do it in order of preference, and we're going by votes. If the guy finishes first in your ballot gets 20 points, second, 19, and so on. The votes are in, Paul. They're all tabulated. They've been tabulated for about a week. I can't reveal them. You could probably guess who some of them are. But a lot of fun. You participated. And judging from what the coaches have said back to me that voted, and we also had some former coaches vote who had been around for a while, and some other people, even yourself. I think it's a fun thing to create a good amount of interest because people seem to like this stuff. And I'm trying to get a hold of all five people who are on the Boys and Girls Fab Five all time, and give an update on what they're doing now, and it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, so I think the thing, Mike...
That's basically the process. I'm sorry to be long-winded, but that's what we've got going.
Well, I think, you know, the most important question I have is, does Schwein get a vote?
I was going to, but I don't think he has a home computer to send the ballot to him. So, one of the main questions that I got, and then when I sent the ballot out to the girls' coaches, I clarified this, and including, I think you even asked, what's the criteria? How do we vote? And I said, it's up to you. It's up to the coach. But from what I think and from what other people think, I think it has to be a combination, a balance between what they did in high school and also what they did after. I mean, let's face it, you know, you could, you know, the guys average 30 points a game and, you know, one of the smaller classes, you know, really don't do much in high school. Maybe they go to a smaller class. You know, you could just pick them if you go by what they did in high school. But I think you got to do a balance. I don't know how you feel about that, but I think it has to be a balance of both.
Well, I tell you, Mike, along those lines, and I mean, I've got the ballot up in front of me with just some of these. I forgot all the names that you had on this. You did an amazing job of research, by the way, with all this, coming up with all these names and guys that I even, you know, forgot about. But
yeah, you forget. Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give you a classic, real difficult decision that I had, and it just what you talked about when you, and that is Terrell Pryor, because I think that he's probably one of the 5 or 6 best basketball players that I saw over the last, you know, 15, 20 years. But if you look at his whole entire career, I mean, he didn't do anything after high school because he was playing football. How did you, right. How do you judge a guy like that?
Well, I think that's up to all each individual voter, but I think you had to also go, Paul. Yeah, you had to look at what he did in high school, what were his accomplishments. I mean, he had one of the greatest games in WPL championship. He had 39, 24, and 10 in the championship game. You know, he scored 2,000 points. And, I contend, and so do some other people, that, you know, if he would have been just a basketball player, let's say he didn't play football, I think he would have had the potential to make the NBA. I mean, you're talking about a 6'6 guy who could do pretty much everything, who would have really refined his ball handling and shooting and with the athleticism. In my book, and probably because he didn't play in college, but I put him in my top 10. I won't tell you where he finished. And I think I put him at 6, 7, around there somewhere. And he's definitely in the top 20, I'll tell you that much. But I don't know, where did you put him? What do you think of him?
Well, I had to have him in the top 10
Yes. Just
because he is such a really good basketball player. And, you know, you probably, the equivalent on the girls' side in my mind was Shannon Davis.
Shannon Davis, yes.
Who was an unbelievable high school player who's just had injuries and her college career never really came to what it should because of injuries. I mean, she was so good in high school. You had to put her somewhere up there, right? It's similar to Terrell Pryor.
Yeah, good comparison, Paul. Shannon Davis, people don't know, played in the mid-'80s at Sacred Heart, which is now closed. Three-time Parade All-American, and that was – Parade All-American used to be the team. If you you're an All-American, really an All-American, if you made the Parade All-American team. She made it three times. USA Today named her one of the top five players in the country her senior year. But like you said, she signed with Virginia and had injury problems and whatnot, and she belongs up there. And here's another one, Paul. You talk about what they did. I mean, he was really good in high school. And researching these guys and what they did just to familiarize people with it so you don't forget about them, I found a couple guys and what they did absolutely amazing, and girls too. Like DeAndre Kane of Schenley, Paul. I found he from Iowa State, I found this little factoid. He was the first player in NCAA history to have 2,000 points, 700 rebounds, and 600 assists. In NCAA history. So,
wow.
Yeah, that and the one of the other things I was amazed at was, let's face it, everybody knows Susie McConnell is going to finish really high in this thing. And her credentials, I think, has always been who's better, her or Swin? Who would you put one? Who would you put two? One of the things I found amazing was Susie. She's still the all-time NCAA leader in assists. I knew that. Still the all-time leader NCAA assists in per season. Paul. She's third all time in NCAA in triple doubles all time, behind somebody from Lamar and the Sabrina girl from Oregon this year. They're the only two that are ahead of her. Well, 5'4" guard. So I that was one of the things I found amazing. But I will say that Schenley team in 2007, the great Schenley team, Paul. They're well represented on the top 20.
Yeah, I could believe that. I'll tell you one guy that's really interesting to me was T.J. McConnell. I think he's obviously going to be really high on this list, considering he's still playing in the NBA. But I often say, what would have happened if he had stayed at Duquesne two more years? That might have changed his career a little bit.
Ian, that's always an interesting question, I think he would have been a different player. I think he would have scored a ton of points still in those last 2 years. But he still did a lot of the same things at Duquesne that he did at Arizona. And Paul, this is just my opinion. I've said this before. You might think I'm crazy because of this. But in my opinion, what he's done, a suburban Pittsburgh kid, a point guard going as far as he has, not just – and he has an impact in the NBA on the teams he plays. And I think he's one of the greatest success stories of any Pittsburgh athlete ever. I'm not saying the best who played high school around here. A suburban point guard from suburban Pittsburgh to do what he's done, I think is – and every step of the way was kind of counted out. And I just think it's amazing. I think it's one of the best success stories of anybody in Pittsburgh.
No, I would agree with you. One guy whose name I did not see on the ballot, but I thought about him a little bit, was Major Harris. I guess if it was a football thing, he would definitely be on there.
No, that ballot, I gave you every Fab Five team from 1980 on, so he was on there. But what I did with the ballot just to help some people out, I took like 40 to 50 of the top players and gave a little bio on them with stats. I don't think if you'd ask anybody that you would say Major was probably one of the top 40 players in Western PA in the last 40 years. But Paul, I'm telling you, he was really good. really good. And
plus, wasn't he involved in one of the biggest upsets in state playoff history?
Yes, I was there. I will never forget it. It was – you want me to tell you about it? It was 1985. It was the state playoffs, and everybody all year was waiting for a state championship game of Carlisle and Altoona. Carlisle had Jeff Lebo, who was a great point guard, ended up playing in North Carolina, He played for his dad. They had Michael Owens, a running back who was in the made it to the NFL, and they had this freshman sensation who was still the best high school player I've seen in person on the high school level, named Billy Owens. They lost maybe one or two games, and then there was Altoona on the west that had two NBA guys, Mike Isolino, who played for a little bit in the NBA, and great Doug West, played a long time, Villanova in the NBA. Everybody was waiting for that championship game. And here comes Brashear in 1985. They had a really good team. And they make it to the semifinals, and they play at Altoona in the War Memorial, Johnstown, the War Memorial Hall. And everybody thought, you know, Altoona's going to roll. And I remember being at the game. The place was packed, like 2,000, 3,000 people. There was nobody there from Brashear, at least I thought at first. And Brashear pulled off the upset. And that team, they went on to play Carlisle in the championship. That team, Paul, you're talking, had Major Harris. Darrell Porter was there then. He was only a sophomore before he transferred to Perry. They had the kid named Rocky White, who played at Duquesne. They had a kid named Anthony Horn, who played two sports, football and basketball, at Colgate. And it was one of the greatest upsets ever. They beat Altoona, and I still remember there were no Brashear fans there. And I swear, Paul, with about a minute left, all of a sudden, like 100 or 150 of them appeared in the end zone. And started with that, I won't say the whole cheer, with that who said cheer. And it was the funniest, the people from Altoona, you know, they wanted to destroy those Brashear fans. But it was one of the great upsets, I think, in state championship history.
Mike, great stuff as always. And I guarantee you when this stuff comes out, there's going to be a lot of discussions. But thank you so much for taking some time and doing this. This should be fun next week.
Yeah, Paul, let's do it again when it comes out next week.
We will do it, absolutely.
All right. Thanks,
Paul. All right. That's Mike White of the Post-Gazette. I'm Paul Zeiss. It's 93.7 The Fan.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.